This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let me just tell you what, things are about to, the hammer's about to get dropped in the Kelly household, I'll tell you that much. So here's the situation. It's a long story short. The wife dropped her phone. It doesn't matter. They're basically phoneless at the house. The boys aren't really allowed to make phone calls. Their phones are for emergency reasons only. Long story short, I have to order pizza tonight. It's pizza night. We promised them pizza tonight. I have to order pizza. What, Chris? It's heavy lifting. Anyway, it's another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And my boys just texted me because I have to make the phone call. This is the text I got. We want a large pepperoni pizza and breadsticks. No, please. No question mark. No nothing. Oh, I'm texting back right here live on the air. What did you say? They'll know immediately when I text them. They'll know they screwed up. It's great. What, Chris? Oh, that's a good call, Chris. I'm going to add anchovies and forget the pepperoni. Something gross. What's really gross? Chris, it's something you like. It'll be what? What, Chris? I'll put lettuce or something on there. All right, quit. We have another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Old Trump has a statement out there today about heavy D and stuff like that, but we're going back to a little history. We want rewind, tying it in with the banks today, because I've been predicting some pretty dark things that are coming. I think these bank closures, collapses are going to be very, very common in the coming months, and it's going to cause the people in power to panic. And I think you're going to see a joint press conference with Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer passing the Save America Savings Act, which will be a big bailout for all these crappy institutions. But before we get to that, we were doing some history. Why did the colonial era end? All this colonization. Where are all these British colonies these days and French colonies these days, American colonies these days? Where'd they all go? Well, World War II is what ended it. You see, the whole colony structure, it only works if both sides feel like they're getting something for it. That's the only way it works. If I'm Singapore and I choose to just endure the British here, I'm doing it because I get protection in return. So if I wake up one day and I find my city, the Pearl of the Orient, under occupation by a bunch of medieval barbarians, I'm eventually going to come around and say, well, why am I allowing Britain to be my protector when Britain can't protect me? Winston Churchill himself lamented that basically ended British rule in India. It pretty much ended it. The second they were having to fight the Japanese themselves, they said, well, what are you here for? Same thing with us in the Philippines. Oh, we got America. There's an army base here. Go, America. Oh, we have a great relationship. Wait, what? The Americans lost, and now we're under occupation by the Japanese? You know what? Never mind, America. I think we'll move on. Now, I'm simplifying things, and it took years after that for the French to get out of Indochina, but that was really what ended it. That is what you're going to see when the bailouts start coming. The real bailouts start coming. It's going to be a big handout to all the different communist groups. Why? Because if you're SVB, if you're Silicon Valley Bank, I'm going to read you something. Just stay with me here. I'm going to read you something. This is J. Ursapah. I don't know how to say that. Jay Ursapah looks kind of hot, by the way. Anyway, she's the head of financial risk management and model risk for Silicon Valley. You want to hear who she is? This is on their website, their official website. The phrase, you can't be what you can't see, resonates with me. As a queer person of color and a first-generation immigrant from a working-class background, there were no role models for me to see growing up. I feel privileged to co-chair the LGBTQ plus ERG and oh my gosh. Now, here's the thing. We talk all the time about this cultural Marxism, this communism that has taken over America's corporations and America's financial institutions. But it comes with an agreement. This is why I see a bailout coming, right? I'm justifying my prediction here. If I run Silicon Valley Bank, Believe me when I tell you, I know dollars and cents. I know the pluses. I know the minuses. I know I have to make money for myself, for my shareholders. I get all that. So if I run Silicon Valley Bank, what in the world, even if I am a communist, what in the world would make me hire a certified nut job like this as the head of financial risk management when I know there have to be more qualified people? I'm bringing a mind virus into my company. Why would I do that? Why would I do that? I get this all the time. Jesse, I don't understand these big companies. They have the pie charts. They have the graphs. They have the dollars and cents. They understand ESG doesn't work. They understand diversity is the death of everything. So why? Here's why. Think of the big company as the colony. The big company is Singapore. The big company is Philippines. It's the colony. It's the smaller, weaker entity in the relationship. The country itself, the American government, America's financial system itself, it's going to play the role of Britain here, of America here. America is going to bail out its colonies. America is going to bail out its communist banks because that's the only way the agreement continues. If you're Silicon Valley Bank, you bring in a nut job as head of risk management when you know she can't do the job, but you bring her in because you know you will be protected in the end because you did the necessary things to check the necessary boxes, because you've been a good little soldier and you've hurt your business in the interest of pushing cultural Marxism the way the American government wants. In the end, they won't let you fail. And here's why they won't let them fail. Because it's not just about Silicon Valley Bank. If Silicon Valley Bank becomes full-blown communist and they hire nutballs like this, and then they fail and they're not bailed out by the American government, by America's financial system, well, forget about Silicon Valley Bank. It's not about them. It's about all the other corporations in this country who know they don't want to hire the newest, angriest lesbian to be CEO, but they think, at least if I do it, I'll be guarded and protected in the end. If they see one of these communist companies go unprotected when the beep hits the fan, well, now I don't have any reason to do it anymore. If that makes sense, if the system doesn't bail out corporations for doing things that are harmful to themselves, because they know these things are harmful for themselves, if the system doesn't bail them out for that decision-making, then really it's more than just banks. The entire system comes crumbling down around them. Have you noticed how many Democrats in recent years have proposed things like buying newspapers or sending government money to these major communist corporations? Have you noticed how often that's happened now? That's become a mainstream Democrat talking point. Why is that? Well, if you're a newspaper, your job is essentially my job. You have to be entertaining and informing. You have to be both of those things, or at least be one of the two. Well, if you're a newspaper, you understand that 22-year-old communist you just hired out of Columbia University has no life experience, has nothing interesting to say whatsoever, and most definitely is just going to write communist trash out there. And so you keep putting it in your newspaper. But why? You put it in your newspaper with the hope that the system will bail you out one day for making decisions that hurt your bottom line but helped the system. The system has to continue. Has to continue to steal your money and bail out various institutions who go left and destroy themselves. Because if they stop doing it, if they stop being Big Daddy Protector, then all of a sudden you're Britain in World War II and you can't help Singapore anymore. You fall and you leave them for the wolves. Oh, eventually you came back, but by then it was too late. By then, you wake up and you're Singapore and you say, hey, thanks a lot. The last few years have sucked. You know what? This whole colonial thing doesn't work for me anymore. Pack up your tea and strumpets and get out. That's exactly what you're seeing right now in the United States of America. All right. Hey, we'll get to Trump went out there, went after Heavy D today. We'll play a little bit of that audio for you. Then we'll get to some emails. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Listen to these people. Listen to how despicable the people in our government are.
Again, I don't want to get in the business of telling troops what they can and cannot watch. But if you have a news station that a court is going to rule in its evening hour, you know, perpetuating dis and misinformation.
Do you want to sound like Eric Swalwell? Do you want to get caught up with the Chinese spy? Do you want to fart on national television? Are the answer to all those questions no? Then maybe now it's time for you to get a better night's sleep, because that's very clearly a guy who hasn't slept well in years, Chris. I mean, look, hey, the Chinese were busy with him. Quit, Chris. You know, I guarantee he doesn't have a MyPillow 2.0. You're not taking off from work in Congress to go hang out with some Chinese honeypot spy if you get to go home to a MyPillow 2.0 with temperature regulating thread, especially when they're buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Use the promo code Jesse. Go get them while they're buy one, get one free. Or you can call 800-845-0544.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll get to this little video Trump put out today, blasted away at Heavy D. Kind of, I don't know. I'll get your thoughts on it. I'll give you my thoughts here in just a moment. I just wanted to play something for you again really quickly. In fact, I think I'll ask you a question first. Let me ask you. Have you purchased your emergency three-month food kit yet? Do you have 3 months worth of food for everyone who lives in your home? Now, maybe you're thinking, Jesse, I don't want to spend the money. Jesse, it seems like a waste. I understand that you feel that way. I do. Just going to play you something real quick.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe.
Do you have your three-month food kit yet? Should I give that to you again?
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe.
MyPatriotSupply.com is where you get an emergency three-month food kit. There's probably not a need to actually even wait till tomorrow. Everyone in your home needs one of these. If you doubt that,
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe.
The president of the United States of America gave that little statement today and then walked out as reporters were shouting him questions about other banks closing and where this is all going to lead. Again, MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe.
Again, that's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe.
Now, that's enough of that. Let's move on to Trump. Trump put out some video today on Heavy D. And, well, here it was.
For those of you that didn't notice, Florida was doing great long before Ron DeSantis got there. People are fleeing from New York to Florida and other places because of high taxes and out-of-control crime. It's really bad. Not because of the governor, thank you, Mr. President, for doing that, but it's not because of the governor. Florida was doing fantastically. You had a governor named Rick Scott who did a very good job. Even Charlie Crist, a Democrat, did a good job, and he had very good numbers. Sunshine and ocean are very alluring. It's not too hard to work with those factors. So just remember, Florida was doing really well long before Ron DeSantis got there.
Okay. All right. People were piling on Trump today for the nickname, which I'll be honest with you. You know, I enjoy Trump's nicknames. I don't understand DeSantis. I think that's some of his worst work. Lion Ted was about somebody I like, and that's outstanding. It's a label, right? What's DeSantis mean? Anyway, set all that aside. Here's the problem. Again, put your emotions out of it. If you're a Trump hater, you hated that video and you hate him even more now. If you're a Trump lover, what I've gotten mostly today by email is people cringing about it. Hey, Jesse, I don't understand. allow me to explain it to you. I have been, you know, I played basketball most of my life. I sucked. I was absolutely terrible. That's not fair. I could hold my own, but I certainly was not a good basketball player. I never took the time to practice enough to love it, but I played basketball since I was old enough to walk until I quit after my sophomore year of high school. Now, that's a lot of years of not just the school year, intramural teams, pickup basketball is what we did. It was always basketball. So I've been part of many, many teams. I've been part of some great teams, and I've been part of some terrible teams. And let me tell you something. Here's something you figure out after you've watched sports or played sports after a long time. It's really, really easy to win big if you're blowing someone out. And it's also, and we don't like to talk about this because it's ugly, it's really easy to lose big. And I've been part of both. I've been part of a team. Two of our guys went on and played college ball. It certainly wasn't my fault, or I wasn't the reason behind it, but we just dominated everybody. No, it was never a game. And those were easy and fun. But I've also, and this was my sophomore year of high school, I've been part of a really, really, really bad team. No, it was freshman year. Freshman year of high school, really, really bad team. And we sucked. And we got blown out every game. And I'll tell you something, and I don't like this, but that was easy too. For a while, you struggle, you know, first quarter, second quarter, but then you look up and you're down 30 and you know you can't come back. You couldn't score 30 points if the other team left the court. And, well, that's easy too. I mean, the game's already decided. There's no need to get stressed about it. No need to get angry. We lost. We suck. You know what's hard? What's very difficult? When you're ahead, but they're in striking distance. That gets very, very difficult. You know this if you're a sports fan. Well, you're fine. Look, you're hurting if your NFL team's getting blown out by 30 in the fourth quarter. That hurts, but it's not stressful anymore. It's aggravating. If you're up by 30 in the fourth quarter, you're fine. Great. Good day. But if you're up by 10 with 10 minutes left, trying to hold on to that lead, we need this first down, or they're going to have the ball back. That's when you oftentimes see your team do things you consider to be stupid or make mistakes. This video is not important. I don't know why everyone's freaking out about it. I will just say this. This is the only thing I have to say about it. Trump very obviously has numbers that have him worried about Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis, according to Trump, is within striking distance. I know this because Trump won't stop talking about him. He's talking about it all the time. If he's up 50, then he's not talking about him. If he's down 50, then he's not talking about him. He's talking about him too much. He looks like the jilted ex-lover right now. And I actually sympathize with that because that's a difficult campaign to run. You're ahead. If you're Donald Trump, you're ahead. And you want to be ahead. But you're not so far ahead that the other guy can't catch up. In fact, you think the guy's catching up. How do you handle that? You can't do the above it all thing. Well, I'm not going to talk about other people. I'm going to focus on myself and my record. You can't do that. But you also can't just ignore him. You have to say something. Trump has to say something. But if you say too many things, or it sounds too desperate, Charlie Crist did great in Florida, then it ends up turning people off. It's a very difficult needle to thread that Trump has to thread right now. Mike Pence doesn't have to thread any needles. He's down by 8 million and always will be. He can go out and say whatever he wants, whatever he wants. So can Kristi Noem and Nikki Haley and everyone else is jumping in. Trump is the one who has to be more careful because he's ahead, but not by too much. It's going to force some errors. So I'm going to put out a dumb video now and then. Oh, well, no biggie. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it's not a great song, Chris. It's not even a good song. It's terrible. There's this really horrible thing, genre of music that you like, and it's where you say something, and then there's no melody to it at all. It's de-de-de-de-de, beep-beep-beep-beep, de-de-de. It's really, really, really not good, Chris, and I need you to get some help, all right? That song needs to get dropped from the show. It's that on the show's playlist, the Spotify list? That's not right, Chris. That's not people. What if they tune in and hear one song and that's it and they think this show's garbage? What kind of garbage person would put that on the playlist? Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Again, this is an old ad for Silicon Valley Bank. Why do I believe that there are huge bailouts coming? And actually, I believe there's going to be either a huge act or a huge regulatory move from the government to essentially take over these banks. Why? Because if you've signed up for all the cultural Marxist sickness out there, you are going to demand some level of protection when it inevitably comes crashing down. Silicon Valley Bank, I guarantee, when they were making this promo, thought they were signing up for a certain level of government protection.
I think there's a big disparity between the investments and black-led companies than other companies.
We want to help close the Latino wealth gap. I want to be able to help them build generational wealth. I love access to innovation because of what it stands for.
Giving access to opportunities such as training, such as financing, introductions that people would not necessarily get.
This is part of an initiative that everyone is committed to, from the CEO down.
It's meaningful work that has to be done.
My name is Beatriz Acevedo.
I'm Dave Salvan, and I'm happy to be part of Access Innovation.
Now, there's another reason they're going to get bailed out.
If you actually you look at which bank this is the Silicon Valley Bank. This is a startup bank. This is also oftentimes the Democratic ATM bank of all those investors. And
just keep that in mind when Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer do their press conference for the Save America Savings Act. I'm calling it right here. Chris, you know that's what they're going to call it. You know, you're laughing, but remember, they just passed the Inflation Reduction Act. And no one could even pretend to find a single way it did anything about inflation. But because now you live in a late stage republic, this is what worries me so much. At least for most of my life, they would do me the honor of lying well. They would attempt to tell me a lie that was believable. Now, they don't bother trying to lie well. Like when the intelligence agency, America's intelligence agencies, came out and said, I think it was a pro-Ukrainian group who blew up that pipeline. Okay, you used to do me the honor of lying well. That's not lying well. That's lying so poorly it shows me you didn't put any effort into the lie, which means you don't think you have to put any effort into the lie. Yes. Anyway, oh, and this admission, I still can't get over this.
It's important to note, President Biden does nothing at 9 a.m. He is a night owl. So the fact that he is doing this at 9 a.m. anyway speaks to how vital the White House recognizes it is for him to have his voice out there conveying that to the American public.
I just want everyone to know that this is a serious situation, and that's why the president got up at 9 today for the first time ever. Oh, my gosh. Jesse, I was listening to Friday's show while getting ready for church, and a good question hit me. You made mention of a turd like Lindsey Graham getting 67% of the vote. I think in many situations, people are faced with no other candidate to vote for, so we pick the shiniest turd. What are your thoughts or advice? His name is Bob. Well, yes and no. That doesn't hold water for a primary. We always have to understand something that's difficult to understand. And I realize that's probably not a smart way to put that, but I'm not a smart man. We have to understand that we are very, very unique. You, right now, you are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if you're listening live in rush hour traffic in San Diego. I don't know if you're listening to me while you get dressed for church like this guy was. I don't know if I'm in your car with you and the kids on the way to school. But I do know this. You don't have to listen to this. You can listen to whatever you want. I'll tell you what, I have many days, I would argue most days, when I get in my car and I go home after this, I do 3 hours of radio, hour of TV. When I get in my car, I turn on music lots of the time. Just because I've done so much news and stuff, I'm just done with it for the day. You could have music on right now. Even crappy music like Chris plays. You could have music on right now. You listen to this. That makes you different. It means, and you don't think this about yourself because you think you're, quote, normal. I'm sure you've put yourself down a million different ways calling yourself normal. You don't think you're unique, but you are more informed about the issues and the candidates and the things that matter than 99% of America's population. That includes many of the people in your own government. I know you don't think you are, because we like to have, frankly, I want to have this illusion in my head that these congressional members are meeting every day and boning up on the issues and coming up with legislation. These people know nothing about anything. So how's that translate to Lindsey Graham? You know that Lindsey Graham sucks. You know these rhino Republicans suck. You will be out there during the primary crawling across broken glass to vote against them. But you're unique even for Republican primary voters. Most Republican primary voters, they vote for who they see on TV. People love, I was taught this when I was running for Congress. Remember when I lost two congressional races? Duncan Hunter Sr. became a good friend of mine, and he was backing me for a run for Congress. He's a veteran and super into veterans, really great dude. And he told me, because we couldn't raise very much money because all the establishment guys hated me, and we'd only had so much money, and he said, hey, spend it all on TV. And I said, no, Congressman, what are you talking about? I'd rather do mailers. I could make my money go further if I send this in the email or this email running list. He said, Jesse, there's something that hasn't changed about people. People, when they see someone on TV, they think he's famous. They think he's a celebrity. They think he's important. And they want to meet that guy and be surrounded by that guy. Go run television ads and watch yourself. We started running television ads, and we couldn't even afford ads on any of the major networks, MSNBC, ABC. I don't even think we could afford Fox News unless it was late at night. So we're running ads at 10 o'clock at night on the History Channel, that kind of a thing. Instantly, the wife and I'd go out to dinner, lunch with the kids. She would walk behind me. She'd hear people whisper, isn't that Jesse? Oh, that's Jesse Kelly. I saw him on TV. Isn't that the guy running for Congress? Instantly, people come up. Hey, are you the one running for Congress? Hey, can I get a picture for my Instagram? Hey, why do Republicans show up in the primary and vote for Lindsey Graham? Lindsey Graham's on the news every night. That's my senator. I see him on the news. You wouldn't vote like that. So again, I'm preaching to the choir. It doesn't apply to you. That's how people vote. That's how they vote. And I'm not talking in the general. I get going out in the general and voting. But how do you not show up in the primary and vote hard against all 18 of those Republicans who passed that omnibus bill? All 15 of the Republicans who passed the gun control bill? Why weren't those Republicans afraid? Those Republicans should have been afraid to cast those votes. Instead, they don't have any fear at all, because they know you, as mad as you are about it, me, Matt, we're sitting here yelling about it. We're the one percenters, man. 1%. Only 20% of the GOP even bothers showing up in the primary. And when they do, they vote for the guy who's always been there, because I see him on the news. You don't vote that way, but that's how people vote. That is what it is. Look, it ain't just the congressman. The whole country needs a little shot of chalk. The whole daggone country. We do. We should wake up and be stronger, be bolder, be willing to be independent voices. We should, all of us, every one of us, we should be people who treat politicians like rental cars. You know why we don't? We lack the strength. We want a human savior of some kind. No, give me the next politician. Give me the next billionaire. Give me the next this guy. There's nobody coming to save you, all right? Get yourself on a male vitality stack from Chalk and you save yourself and your family. Ladies, a female vitality stack. I'm not talking more Pfizer crap. The best natural ingredients. Natural ingredients. And the efforts they make to make sure they only buy the best with U.S. manufacturing. Go to chalk.com, chok.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off a subscription. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, it's been a night. Do you feel like we're at the start of what's going to be a rambunctious week out here? Because it's going to be a wild one. Chris pointed out that I haven't gotten to the audio, or I haven't gotten to most of the audio. No, that's not true. I've gotten a lot more than three, Chris, you dirty liar. You know what? There's been four or five, at least. We're going to do an audio roundup tonight just to spite Chris. That's what we're going to do. Instead of headlines I didn't get to, we're going to do an audio roundup. This is an in-your-face thing for Chris. Get to a couple emails first. Dear Oracle, I voted for this. Ignorance is no excuse, but that's what I did. I'm your age. I never followed politics until 2016, mainly as entertainment. During Trump's term, I started to become aware politically and went full anti-communist during Kavanaugh's hearings. I was finally motivated to vote in the 2018 primaries, did some research, but mainly voted for the familiar names. I would like to thank John Cornyn for showing me the error of my ways. I eagerly await my chance to rectify that mistake. I happily voted for Abbott in the primary, but held my nose during the general. While I can't do the "you voted for this" campaign to commies because they're all pruned from my tree, I'm choosing to use it on the right to harden our side, myself included. The slow change is frustrating, but I believe it will be a longer-lasting effect. His name is Eric. Don't feel bad if you're waking up to exactly what we're dealing with on their side and our side. Be proud of yourself. I don't care if you got into politics. This is your first night into it, and you turned on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let me tell you what, Chris. You've come to the right place if they have.
You know,
what, Chris?
Freedom is not free.
Freedom's not free around here. And let me tell you, if this is your first night on the Jesse Kelly Show, you know what's going to happen?
Changing people's lives.
You ready for that? You ready for that? Are you ready for direct quotes from U.S. senators? You're going to get a lot of that here on the show. Remember, you can email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, do keep in mind, Tunnel to Towers, they have their Memorial Day event coming up. I want you to support Tunnel to Towers because they're taking care of the widows and orphans we've been commanded to take care of. They're building homes for catastrophically injured veterans. You already know about the entire community they're building in Florida for all these people to come together and support each other and just cry together and be together. But if you could lay eyes on this event they do in Washington, D.C., where they just get up all day long, dark to dark, and they read the names of every single one of the fallen in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's powerful, man. DC isn't exactly next door to anybody. If you're in the area or you've been considering going for a night or two, see a couple sites, man, you might want to check it out. It's not something I'll ever forget in my life. I got to go read the names for them last time. I don't know if I'll be able to this time. They've asked me to, but schedule-wise, I don't know if it will work, but I'll never forget it. So, hey, T2T.org, all right? T2T.org, they ask for $11 a month. Let's go get it to them.
I'm going to ask Congress and the banking regulators to strengthen the rules for banks to make it less likely this kind of bank failure would happen again and to protect American jobs and small businesses.
Don't worry. The same people who engineered this financial collapse are going to step in and make sure the banks don't engineer one for us.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe.
Oh, my gosh. Go buy so much gold.
During the Obama-Biden administration, we put in place tough requirements on banks like Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, including the Dodd-Frank law to make sure that the crisis we saw in 2008 would not happen again. Unfortunately, the last administration rolled back some of these requirements.
President of the United States of America, in the face of something that might get really, really ugly, stood up in the microphone and blamed Donald Trump. Good freaking grief. We're going to skip the Jen Psaki sound. Here's the Janet Yellen sound.
Well, let me be clear that during the financial crisis, there were investors and owners of systemic large banks that were bailed out, and the reforms that have been put in place means that we're not going to do that again. But we are concerned about depositors and are focused on trying to meet their needs.
Yeah, they're totally going to bail out the banks. Here's Dr. Fauci.
All of the intelligence agencies agree unanimously that this was not engineered. Namely, they didn't deliberately do this to make a bioweapon. A lab leak could be that someone was out in the wild, maybe looking for different types of viruses in bats, got infected, went into a lab, and was being studied in the lab, and then it came out of the lab. But if that's the definition of a lab leak, Jim, then that still is a natural occurrence.
Oh, I'm not an educated man like Dr. Fauci is, but you know what I am? Maybe this helps me with life. You know what I am? I'm a dad. And you know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like one of my sons telling me a lie. That's what that sounds like. Sounds like one of my sons being caught in a lie, and now he's trying to massage the truth because Fauci has said forever, lab leak, what? That's crazy. It was from a bowl of bat soup. It was never a lab leak. Who said a lab leak? Remember, he even got up there with the paper that he approved and said, now we know for a fact there's no lab leak. And today he gets up and says this.
All of the intelligence agencies agree unanimously that this was not engineered. Namely, they didn't deliberately do this to make a bioweapon. A lab leak could be that someone was out in the wild, maybe.
I can't stop laughing. No, a lab leak. No, you were out and you got sick and then you came into the lab and then left the lab. So you see, you kind of leaked out of the lab. Gosh. All right. Anyway, the Oscars from last night, in case you're thinking about going to that next Oscar
this, we movie. Want to dedicate this to the mommies, all the mommies of the world, to our moms. Specifically, my mom and dad, Ken and Becky, thank you for not squashing my creativity when I was making really disturbing horror films or really perverted comedy films or dressing in drag as a kid, which is a threat to nobody.
Listen to the demons cheer. Listen to the demons cheer. A drag queen twerking in front of your four-year-old. Weird threat to nobody. Remember, if you think you're dealing with bad, you can never, ever, ever take these people on because you're not dealing with bad. Bad has a bottom. Bad has a stopping place. Well, if it gets bad enough, they'll stop. Surely this is bad enough. Evil has no bottom. Evil doesn't have a bottom. It's not the transportation secretary. Evil keeps going down and down and down without end until it stops. All right? Oh, shoot. I forgot about someone listed Dome's accomplishments.
I'm surprised that there's concern. I think it has a lot to do with this. She's a black woman. Black women get everything done. We've saved this country's democracy for
centuries. She's obviously
amazing,
but what specifically?
But, well...
Like, no, I mean,
where shall I start? I mean, she was in the Senate, of
but
course.
But no, I mean, as Vice
General,
President, of course,
as Vice
she's
President,
highly.
She's the Inflation Reduction Act. I mean,
what?
She's
what? Not. Gosh, well, what she accomplished? What? She was in the Senate. All right, keep your chin up. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.